Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
It's starting. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
تلقى قلب دور ضيف الأماني والسرور فيق الأطايا والأجور يا مرحبا يا مرحبا زين الشهور We welcome you month we all adore We pray for happiness And more to all the people, open up your door. Islam and joy, let them soar, let them soar.
My butterflies, this year Ramadan, we'll be doing programs from Durban schools. We'll have the children reading us stories, we'll read stories to the little butterflies, and a special guest appearance, inshallah, from our special bird friend. Do you remember who he is? I'm not going to give you any more details, but for now, let's go listen to some of the stories that were prepared by the Durban Butterflies. If you'd like us to be at your school next year, inshallah, then don't forget to send us your details. Call us at the station. I'd love to hear from you.
أحلى القوافي والنشيد في مقدم الشهر السعيد النور في الدنيا يزيد ورب تواب شكور أحلى القوافي والنشيد في مقدم الشحر السعيد النور في الدنيا يزيد ورب تواب شكور ورب تواب شكور Ramadan, Ramadan, welcome holy month, Ramadan, Ahlan Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
And what's your name?
My name is Maria.
Maria. And Maria, how old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
MashaAllah. And for those listening, Maria also goes to Wonder Kids Primary. Tell me, Maria, how many fasts did you keep last year?
3.
MashaAllah. And how many will you be keeping this year?
4.
Full, inshaAllah. Okay, tell me, what's your story called?
True Wealth.
Okay, go ahead.
Once upon a time, there lived a very rich man in a big town. He had all sorts of wealth and led a fancy life. He had everything at his footstep and could afford to feed all the people of his town. He always spoke about his wonderful life to his friends and family. His son was studying in a far place and he came home for a holiday. The rich man wanted to show off to his son how rich he was and how he made him very proud. But his son wasn't ever fond of any fancy lifestyle. The father planned for a visit to the town to show his son how he lived compared to the poor people. The father and the son took a taxi and visited the entire town. They returned home after 2 days. The father was happy that his son was very quiet. After seeing the poor people and admiring the rich man that he had become, the rich man asked his son, "Dear boy, how was the trip? Have you enjoyed it?" "Yes, my dad, it was a great trip with you," the son replied. "So what did you learn from the trip?" the father asked. The son was silent. "Finally, you have realized how the poor suffer and how they actually are," said the father. "No, father," said the son. He then added, "We have only 2 dogs. They have 10 dogs. We have a big pool in our garden, but they have a huge bay without any end. We have fancy and expensive lights from the various countries, but they have countless stars lighting their night. We have a house in a small piece of land, but they have vast fields that go beyond the sight. We are served by servants, but they serve people. We are protected by huge and strong walls and around our house, but they bond with each other. We only buy food from them, but they are so rich to grow their own food." The father was shocked to hear his son's words, and he was speechless. Finally, the son added, "Dad, thank you so much for showing me who is rich and who is poor, and let me understand how poor we are. True wealth is not measured by money and property. We have it. It is in the friendship we share with the others."
MashaAllah, and what did you learn from that story?
True wealth is not measured by money. It's measured about with other things.
It's true. True wealth comes from other things. True wealth is also how much you spend on others, because the more you spend on others, the more reward you're setting up for the akhirah, insha'Allah. And remember, children, the more you spend, especially in the month of Ramadan, the more Allah will reward you. Let's go for a quick break.
Try your best for your Lord's pardon, and seek to please Him. Oh, Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to His call? For all your good actions, and for bowing down to His will, to His will, to His will. Allah has promised you the road to paradise. Will you heed, will you heed to His call? Try your best for your Lord's pardon, and seek to please Him. Oh, Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to His call? Allah has granted you the gift of this life. Can you see, can you see, can you see? Allah has given you the chance to make a choice. Will you try, will you try, will you try? Try your best for your Lord's pardon, and seek to please Him. Oh, Allah has promised you a rose garden. Will you submit to His call? Which of Allah's favors can you deny? Will you bow down in prayer to Him?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And what's your name?
Bibi Aisha.
Bibi Aisha, how old are you?
I'm 8 years old.
MashaAllah. How many fasts did you keep last year?
20.
20, MashaAllah. And how many will you be keeping this year?
All.
InshaAllah. Tell me, Bibi Aisha, what's the name of your story?
Cousin Kate.
Okay, go ahead.
Cousin Kate was staying with us. She was always the boss. She said that my brother and I had to do everything. Why can't I be the boss? I asked Cousin Kate. She said I was too small. Cousin Kate made us go outside. Cousin Kate said, you can dig up worms and put them in this jar. It was no good asking her why. She would just say, I'm the boss and I said so. So we dug up worms. Cousin Kate watched us. Why don't you help? We asked. Don't you know about big birds? She asked. One could come flying down when you're getting those worms, she said. You don't want to be pecked by a bird, do you? After we got the worms, Cousin Kate said, good, now put them back. We had to do what Cousin Kate said all day long. I know everything, she said. But then, Cousin Kate asked us to do something very silly. Cousin Kate saw a beehive in a tree. She had not seen a bee's nest before. Get that down, she said. But my brother and I shouted, no, that's a silly thing to do. My brother and I ran away. Come back, shouted Cousin Kate, but we didn't stop running. Cousin Kate picked up a stick. Then I will get it down myself, she said, and she went up to the nest. She was just about to hit the nest when one angry bee came buzzing out. Yikes! Shouted Cousin Kate. A bee! And she ran. Cousin Kate fell over a log, and that's when the bee stung her. Lucky for her, it was just one sting. Cousin Kate is still bossy, but she doesn't know everything. And if she tells us to do something silly, we just say, no way.
MashaAllah, what a fun story. Did you learn a lesson from Cousin Kate?
Yes.
What lesson did you learn?
Don't do bad things to others or something bad will happen to you.
Exactly. Another lesson to learn is always keep good friends, because if you have good friends, they'll teach you good things and never get you into trouble. Do you have good friends?
Yes.
What's their names?
Maria and Laika.
Maria and Laika. Okay, mashallah. And you must give them hugs and kisses today, okay? All right. Let's go for a quick break.
Nature's beauty dazzled them I, knowing everything calls on you, the Lord Most High.
Allah الذي يهدينا جميعا, Allah الذي نعجز به جميعا.
Allah Allah Allah
Wer ist der Mächtigste und Wer hört unsere Gebete und schickt uns die Hilfe?
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ilalika, ma'assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.